Daily 30-minute reading habit. Apply and summarize. If reading many books has not brought change, examine habits focused on collecting books, stopping midway, and taking in information. This guide explains how to apply one idea from each book, read for 30 minutes every day, and check your understanding through explanation or summary. When you close a book, choose one action to apply to your life. Take a small step on the chosen action within 24 hours. Instead of binge reading, continue reading for 30 minutes every day. Explain what you read for 3 minutes, or summarize it in 5 lines. Record the results, and revise or discard actions that do not work for you. If your life remains unchanged even after reading 100 books, you should examine what you do after reading rather than how much you read. Choose one thing from each book and put it into practice within 24 hours. Keep reading for 30 minutes every day, and check your understanding with a 3-minute explanation or a 5-line summary. Numerical criteria. 3 habits of people whose lives do not change even after reading 100 books video. Check the publication date on the post. Page 3 reading habits that keep your life from changing. The habits that prevent change are reading merely to collect, reading in fits and starts, and reading that stops at input. Underlining and lists of completed books show evidence of reading. However, they do not by themselves prove that your life has changed. Habit visible activity missing process action to change only collecting underlining, copying passages. Lists of completed books practical application. Put one thing from each book into practice, breaking the flow binge reading when motivated repetition and connection read for 30 minutes every day. Keeping it to yourself, assuming you understood what you read explanation and review, give a 3-minute explanation or write a 5-line summary first. You may stop at collecting notes. Relating to a good sentence is different from changing your behavior. The standard is what you changed after closing the book. Second, you may alternate between binge reading and long breaks. You need continuity to connect previously learned concepts with new knowledge. The video explains this using the analogy of compound interest in knowledge. Third, you may only take in information without producing any output. Even content that felt familiar while reading can be difficult to explain. That is the part you need to reread and review. Comparing collection-based and action-based reading. Action-based reading prioritizes changes after reading over the volume of notes. This does not mean you should stop underlining or copying passages. It means you should check whether your notes lead to a choice of action. Comparison criterion: collection-based reading, action-based reading. After closing the book, keep underlined passages and summaries. Choose one action. When to act not specified, start within 24 hours reading schedule. Binge read all at once, continue for 30 minutes a day, checking understanding, check only. In your head, produce output by speaking or writing. Handling failure, avoid or forget failure. Record the result and adjust the number of books completed is a supplementary indicator for tracking progress. The number of times you take action shows whether a book has entered your daily life. Records of your output help you identify what you did not understand. Steps for turning reading into action. To turn reading into action, proceed in the order of selection, execution, repetition, and output. Each step should be small enough to complete. You do not need an elaborate channel or public record. Choose one action. Do not try to put the entire book into practice. Choose one sentence or action to apply to your life right now. Start within 24 hours. Do not merely prepare, take the first step. If the book is about diet, for example, change what you choose for your next meal. Set aside 30 minutes every day. Choose a repeatable time, such as during your commute or before bed. The routine should be less likely to be interrupted than reading for 10 hours at once. Bring what you read out into the open. Try explaining it to your family for 3 minutes. If you are doing it alone, you can write a 5-line summary in a notes app. Record where you got stuck and the results of your action. Review concepts you could not explain. Revise actions that did not work or exclude them from your next experiment. Example calculation for 30 minutes a day. Maintaining 30 minutes a day for 1 week gives you a total of 210 minutes. Converted into hours, that is 3 hours and 30 minutes. You can add one explanation or summary to check your understanding. Read for 30 minutes every day from Monday through Sunday, 30 minutes times 7 days equals 210 minutes, 210 minutes equals 3 hours and 30 minutes if you have finished a book. Choose one action, take the first action within 24 hours of choosing. It produces output with a 3-minute explanation or a 5-line summary. The video also gives the example of taking one action from each of 100 books. Assuming half of the 100 attempts fail, 50 remain. This is not a statistic that guarantees results, but an arithmetic example showing the accumulation of action. Guidance by reading situation, the habit you should change first depends on where you are currently stuck. If you read many books but take no action, decide when you will act. If you frequently stop or retain little of what you read, improve repetition and output first. Current situation, first thing to do criterion for checking you underline a lot. But see no change, choose one action, did you take action within 24 hours? You only binge read on weekend schedule, 30 minutes every day, did you continue without a long gap? You feel you understand only while reading explain for 3 minutes, which concepts do you get stuck on? Your summary becomes too long, limited to 5 lines, did you write the key points in your own words? You acted but saw no effect, record the result, and revise, did you decide whether to keep, revise, or discard it? If you are reading about a field for the first time, it is natural to encounter many unfamiliar concepts. There is no need to conclude that you are inherently unsuited to reading. It may take time for concepts on the same topic to connect. Reading records that preserve failed attempts also become records that inform your next choice. If you collect only successful habits, it is difficult to know why they worked. Recording the reasons for failure can keep you from repeating the same attempts. The following items are enough for your record sheet. Book or chapter read, one chosen action, when you first took action, the actual result of trying it, one of the following. Keep, revise, or discard concepts you got stuck on. While explaining, this method turns a list of completed books into an action verification sheet. Advice from books does not suit every life. Use the results of your own actions to distinguish what to keep from what to discard. Common mistakes. The most common mistake is turning the 3 methods into a new collection list. If you spend time decorating the format, you return to a record-centered approach. Keep only enough of a record to choose your next action. You set too many goals for each book. When there are too many actions, it becomes difficult to determine what produced the effect. Choose just one first. You try to act on everything at once after finishing the book. The farther away the time for action is, the more likely you are not to start. Test the chosen action within 24 hours. You interpret 30 minutes a day as an absolute standard. The 30 minutes proposed by the video is an operational standard for consistency. It is not a scientifically established threshold that guarantees a specific outcome. You treat 100 books as a universal threshold. Approximately 100 books is an example of cumulative reading given in the video. It is not a standard that produces the same change for every reader. You think output requires explaining something well. The goal is to identify where you get stuck, not to be eloquent. A private 5-line note also counts as output. Scope for interpreting the numbers and claims 30 minutes, 24 hours, 3 minutes, 5 lines, and approximately 100 books are practical standards proposed by the video. These numbers do not come from clinical research or official reading guidelines. The time required varies according to the individual's pace and the difficulty of the book. The video connects checking, understanding through explanation with the example of Richard Feynman. It resembles what is commonly called the Feynman technique. The key is not the name of the authority, but identifying where your explanation breaks down. There are no laws or institutional guidelines to cite on this topic. The original wording and publication date should be checked on the post page for the 3 habits of people whose lives do not change even after reading 100 books video. It is therefore more accurate to read the stated numbers of attempts and amounts of time as practical suggestions rather than mandatory standards. Frequently asked questions about reading habits, many questions focus on whether action and output are connected rather than on the amount of reading. You do not need to read every book in the same way. Set the scope of application according to your current purpose. Should I avoid underlining and copying passages? Underlining and copying passages are not problems in themselves. Their limitations emerge when all you have are records, with no action or check of your understanding. Add one action to take after making your notes. Is it a failure if I cannot complete 30 minutes a day? 30 minutes is the consistency standard proposed by the video. Missing one day does not erase your cumulative reading. Start again at your next scheduled time so that it does not turn into a long break. Do I need to find an action in every book? This is easy to apply to books read for practical purposes. Reading literature or reading for appreciation may have a different purpose. There is no need to force yourself to create an action unrelated to the book's purpose. Do I have to explain it to someone else? You do not need a listener. You can write 5 lines in a notes app or speak aloud by yourself. The key is the process of bringing what is in your head out into the open.